and welcome to a special episode of About the Town and this special segment where you can meet the candidates. It's election time again here in Sun City Center, the time when each of us as members of the Community Association is called upon to vote for our choice of those candidates who are running for election to the CA Board of Directors. This year, there are five candidates running for one of three 3-year terms on the board. One candidate is an incumbent currently seeking a second 3-year term, and the other four are new candidates, each running for the board for the first time. In each of these five segments, which will be presented in the same order as they are listed on the ballot, we will introduce you to one of the candidates so you can become better informed about each person as you make your selections. We're also adding a sixth segment, where we will have a discussion about the proposed financing for Phase 1B of the current master plan for our community. Ballots, which are in the November edition of the News of Sun City Center, must be returned to the Community Association office by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd. Sun Radio, 96.3 FM, will have complete election results for you on the morning of December 4th, on the Thursday morning show at 7 a.m. Next, we talk with candidate Jeffrey Wright. Here's our conversation with Jeff. For this segment of About the Town here on Sun City Center Podcast, we're pleased to welcome into the studio Jeff Wright, or Jeffrey Wright as he is on the ballot, but he tells me he will answer to both, and if you're anything like us, Jeff, you'll answer to anything except late to dinner, right? So welcome on in. I want to say first off that we appreciate you putting your hand in the air and saying, okay, I'll give this a shot and let me see what I can do. So thanks for stopping by today.
Sure. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate having you here. Let's start off with a little basics because as I had mentioned in some of our other podcasts, which obviously you haven't heard yet because they haven't been released, but as I mentioned in some of our other podcasts, we know the one incumbent. The other four of you are new to us, as are you. You're one of them. So let's get started. Where are you from?
Actually, I first want to say congratulations to all our veterans.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. And
you are more than welcome to say that. We are big supporters of veterans around this house. And full disclosure, this is being recorded on Veterans Day afternoon. So, yes. Yeah, that was very nice. Yeah, I should have thought of that myself. So. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I came here from Delaware. Near the university, actually.
Delaware, Pennsylvania.
Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington, Hocus, Delaware. Okay.
Actually, Hocasson, Newark, Delaware.
So you ended up in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, right?
My mother.
Your
is
mom's
in
there.
Delaware
okay.
County.
We were talking a little bit before you got here, trying to get a feel from the area that you're from.
Right.
And so you're from Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah, from the Hocasson, Delaware area near the university.
Okay.
If you know where the university...
Roughly.
People always say, oh yeah, I've gone by the university before.
Well, I do it this way. I used to work for Amtrak, so I've been around.
There you go. I used to ride Amtrak.
I bet you did. And it's probably a lot better than what people are going through flying right now.
I'll tell you what, after yesterday we were flying... I would love to be on an Amtrak yesterday and not have to put up with all of that.
Yeah, I hear you. I totally understand that. And well, that we could do a whole segment on that, but that's not why we're here. So, what did you do in the previous time?
I was self-employed, owned a few small businesses. My background is forensic accounting. I've been involved in white-collar crime and embezzlement work. I've done work in Delaware. I've been summoned to South Carolina and done work there. So a lot of my background is financial.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see where that might help the community association.
Well, my last project was similar to our community. And their CFO or their chief financial officer took off with $115,000.
Did they get
Ouch.
Him?
Yeah.
Did they get him?
Money. Huh?
Did they get him?
They got him for a very short time. He had been let out about 15 minutes after his arrest. They photoed him. They took his fingerprints, put him in an orange jumpsuit, and then let him go. And unfortunately, he ended up arguing with someone at a bar and didn't live through it.
Oh. I mean, that's sad when anybody dies, but he got justice, but not the kind that we really want to see.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Florida.
Well, when we were in Delaware, it had during COVID, had a severe shutdown of everything primarily. And in order for me to work, I had to get a letter from the governor's office allowing me to go outside my house and go to other than a gas station, bank, and grocery store. And they were driving a lot of people out of Delaware due to the COVID restrictions, which were severe. The governor, we lived on where our house was, we lived between the border of Maryland and Pennsylvania. And the governor had positioned the state police on the borders to keep people from crossing over. And so it was pretty severe. And we decided right then we didn't want to be locked in a house.
Uh-huh. So you came down to Florida because it was a little bit less restrictive here?
Very much so.
Were you continuing to work at that time?
I was continuing to work.
Yeah. Are you retired now or are you still working part-time?
I'm still working, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm still putting in time.
It sounds like a sentence.
Yeah. I'm planning to shut everything down in December of my 69th year.
Oh, okay.
And then that way when I turn 70 in the following month, I will be done with everything.
Okay, that's a plan.
Which will make my wife happy because you know how well she's involved in the community.
No, we don't. Tell us. What is it she does in the community?
Shauna does... What doesn't Shauna do?
Oh, okay.
Shauna does women's club, CA, security patrol, fundraisers for
each of them. So now she's kind of voluntold you that you need to get involved also, right?
Yeah. And I have been involved with everywhere I've been. The last 3 years, I've been on the board of our local HOA. Mm-hmm. So I feel that gives me a leg up when going into volunteering for the CA board.
That and your wife is known very well around town. So that doesn't hurt.
Let me tell you a funny story.
Oh, sure.
She's so well known that one day I went into the gym and they came up to me and said, "Hey, we know who your wife is, but who are you?" And I said, "Do you know who Dolly Parton's husband is?" And they said, "No." And I said,
"I rest my case.
That's me."
Yeah.
Because I
keep
fly.
A low profile.
I keep low profile and I fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, she goes to a lot of things. We see her all of the time.
Yeah.
And you ain't there.
You got that right.
We've seen you at a few events.
Well, I will go to the trips from the, you know, when we go on the bus trips and that type of thing.
Oh, we go up Suncoast all the time. Yeah. We've gotten to know some of the serving people and actors up there. And it's wonderful, but you should come along for that.
Okay.
I know, really, you should. I mean, the food is good.
Yeah.
And
the shows are great.
And you can get an hour and a half. Hour and 15 to an hour and a half nap.
Each
both
way.
Directions.
Let me tell you a story about that. When we just got back from caring for my mom, as I told you, and we went to a show with her at where she lives, which is a community with goes complete from independent living to the end of the line. They've got their own hospital. They've got their own... You know, I don't know what you call it, salons. They've got their own dentist. They got their own dentistry. They've got pretty much everything. So they put on a show, and my mother said to me, "What part did you like the best?" And I said, "Leaving." I mean, literally, I'm sitting there going,
"Time for the nap."
Yeah, it really put me swiftly to sleep.
Yeah, we can't say too much. We went and saw Joe Bonamassa, and that one fell asleep.
Yeah.
Joe Bonamassa might tell people who he is because...
I know who he is.
Oh, okay, you know who he is.
Blues guitarist Joe Bonamassa.
Yeah, he does.
Probably one of the, if not the best...
Yeah.
Out there right
now. When I was a teenager, I fell asleep at rock concerts. So it's not...
How can you fall asleep at rock concerts?
I just do.
She did it.
Wow.
Noise doesn't keep me awake.
So anyway, what else you got on that sheet?
Oh, okay.
So we can pry into.
Okay, we know what Shauna does with her free time. What do you do with yours?
Work on my vehicles.
Are you an old car enthusiast?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't have any old cars anymore, but I work on Shauna's Lexus and my Chevy pickup.
Ah, okay.
So
now she's got the fancy car, you got the and we see how that works.
Yeah, my grandfather owned two dealerships when I was growing up. And so I had a chance to learn from him, and I had lots of cars growing up as a kid because I'd get a fixer up or fix it up, flip it and sell it, and move on to the next.
That's kind of a difference from being a forensic accountant and an auto mechanic.
Yeah, well.
Both ends of the spectrum there.
But if you see what they charge you to come.
Oh, well.
There's more money in forensic accounting, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there really is. So, you know, that's kind of what I do. Other than the to-do list that I have.
Honey-do list?
Is constantly available for me to see.
So how long have you been in Sun City Center?
4 years as of November 1st.
I must say, it seems like we've known Shauna forever. You, not so much.
I know, but everybody knows her.
Yeah.
She makes it a point of getting out among everybody. She's been coaching me on this. You need to get out. You need to talk to more people. You need to shake a lot of hands.
Well, you knew us somewhat coming in that it was going to be, you know, just laugh and scratch.
Right.
Which is what, you know, we were hoping for.
Right.
So, go ahead.
What made you decide to run for the board?
Well, I figured it was time to move beyond the local, and in talking with some people, I had heard that new blood probably would be appreciated. So I decided I would go ahead and move up in the world and throw my hat in the ring for a spot on the CA board.
And what do you... you have any specific goals you'd like to accomplish while you're on the board, or is you just want to be part of the team, so to speak?
No, one of the things I'd like to see put to bed is I'd like to see the final on this Save Sun City Center, because I certainly don't want any more houses to be built here.
That's going to be a little difficult because we can't do anything until they do something. They're keeping ahead of it and keeping track of what they are doing.
Right.
But so far, Club Link has not done anything. I mean, they've sent in some paperwork, but nothing's in the works yet.
Right.
So
I want to make sure that avenue's covered. And I don't, of course, not being on the board now, I don't know what other types of things they've been looking at, but I certainly want to get involved in planning for the future.
Good.
And I am, you know, really supportive of getting us the pool and the other things we need, because there's other competitive communities that are cropping up, and I would like to see us keep pace with that.
I mean, we do not have a builder anymore. We're built out. Unless Club Link pulls a fast one on us and starts building again. But we do have...
I would hope that we'd be able to put a stop to that.
We have a little bit of power, I think, in that regards, but that would be something that the board would have to deal with as it comes up.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons you'd like to be on the board, is to help have a hand in how that's handled, right?
Sure. And then I think one of the other things that concerns me is... and just how I see it, there seems to be a number of golf cart accidents that are happening out on 674.
There better not be. You mean no crossing 674?
Huh?
There better not be on 674 That's asking for trouble. You're talking about as they cross 674? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And it to me, I'm wondering, what can we do to keep it more of a safe environment to cross 674 without having any golf carts or people there injured?
That's a tough one, because you have to realize that we don't own the streets.
Right. And
so it's
a
matter of education, I suppose, would be the best bet, both for drivers of cars and golf carts.
Well, I don't think it's the golf cart drivers. I think it's more of the
sometimes
vehicle.
Yeah.
But interesting, Sean and I were talking about this, that maybe there are strobe lights or something that can be put on the top of the golf cart so you can see them from a distance coming, such as the school buses that have the strobe on top.
Never thought of that one.
No, and I didn't either until Shauna goes, let's think about this.
Yeah.
And I think, wasn't there last week just another, there was another accident crossing over?
There has been a couple lately.
I know there was a fatality a couple weeks ago, but it was not an accident per se where either the car or the golf cart was at fault. I think there was a medical issue.
Oh, okay.
And that's you have to deal with a senior, an older population.
Right.
A neighbor of ours was driving her golf cart, and she had some kind of episode and just ran off the road. She passed out.
Right.
So that's something you can't really predict.
Sure.
No. Yeah. But what you say makes a whole lot of sense, and it's one of the things that we try to do for the years that I was at Sun Radio. We had Deputy Mary in at least once a month, I'd say 10 times a year, to talk about that. And golf car safety was always at the top of the discussion pile, because as I'm sure you've noticed, car versus golf car, the golf car loses all ties.
All the time.
So
I'd like to maybe tip my hat into that arena to see what can be done and to assist in that safe environment.
Well, safety is always a concern, especially in our community. And there are other aspects of safety that you could deal with, too, in the community itself, you know, over and above golf carts.
Sure. And maybe my forensic background will come into play because there's so many people, you know, with this fraud issue going around and spammers and scammers and
work with the
targeting the older communities.
Deputy Mary, because he does a lot of informational stuff about frauds.
Right.
Absolutely. We're in pretty good shape, and we've still got, you know, our mental acuities and things are there, but you know, it doesn't take much for the bad guys to get a hold of you.
Right.
And this is one of the ways. Not only can we help people by passing along information, but it makes us that much smarter as well.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. You alluded to something earlier that I want to get out there, because I'm not hiding this at all. I'm Foursquare 100% for that loan.
Right.
The building loan to build out 1B.
Sure.
And I was wondering how you felt about that.
I'm 100% for the 1B loan. The way I look at it, it's not going to cost us much of anything to get it done, except for the basic costs. But any interest, of course, is coming back our way.
Yeah.
So we're saving quite a bit.
If I had been offered a loan like that at any time during our lifespan, you know, when we were buying houses or cars, jumped on it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think there's too many people in this community that haven't borrowed money for something somewhere along the line.
Well, we've all had mortgages, and we've all had car loans.
Credit cards.
I expect we've all had it. Maybe I'm wrong.
There might be a few that have managed to go through life
on
a cash only.
Yeah.
But it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm 100% for that. And also, I want to see the improvements made today, not 6 years or 3 years from now.
Amen, brother.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've got an acquaintance who lives up in the Orlando area, and he moved into that 55 and older community. And, you know, they've got an awful lot of benefits for living there that we're slightly behind the curve. And I'd like to see us come up to compete equally. So people are coming here to buy our homes because there's no market for our homes because they don't find the amenities here. That's a problem.
I will say we have, for the way our community is run, because Sun City Center Community Association is unique.
Yes.
It is a 501c3.
Yes.
Which makes it entirely different than Valencia Lakes or Kings Point.
The only
or any
one in the country,
yes,
from what I understand.
So it is different.
Right.
I mean, where else can you go that you get to vote whether they raise your dues?
You can't.
Yeah.
We're it.
We're it, yeah.
We're it.
So that, you know,
which is a reason why, one reason why I moved here.
Right.
When we came here and looked everything over and learned about it, we were so impressed. We were like, and interesting, here's how it went down. This house that we're in came on the market. Shauna saw it. Get on a plane. We're going to Florida. So we flew to Florida, came and looked at the house. We were going over to look at another house. And we get out of the, we park in front of the other house, not here, was outside the community. And Shauna takes one look at it, takes a contract for it, puts it on the hood of the car and says, sign.
And we've gotten to know her well enough, we can just see that happening. Oh,
it was great. Really cute the way it worked, because the real estate agent said, I think the choice has been made.
Yes.
I will tell you that I volunteer, a sub-volunteer at the Info Center.
Mm.
And though we don't have the most fanciest amenities, when I take somebody on a tour, you know, somebody coming to visit the community, and I take them on a tour of our facilities, they're blown away.
Right.
And they say, how much do you pay in dues?
Yeah.
We are unique.
Yes,
we manage very carefully the money aspect. And I think we've done a tremendous job at keeping costs at bay to allow us to live the way we live and keep our dues low.
I would agree. So now we're about 22 minutes into the mission here. And at the end of the mission, we always like to give you a couple, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you feel you're going to need to tell everybody why they should put that little check mark in the box next to your name and vote for you and get you out of the house.
Yeah. One of the things that got brought to my attention, of course, I've had to make the flyers and all. And as I said before, I have the right stuff. WRIGHT. You know, I spend an awful lot of time in assisting others when they need it. And I think that I'll be an asset that way. Two, I bring a strong finance background. And I know Jim well, but I don't know, you know, all the finance resources, but I'll bring that to the table. So I think that, and the experience, because people, you know, I know jump to get on board the CA, but they haven't gone through being part of a HOA before. So I think that having 3 years sitting on the HOA brings a load of experience to moving to the next level.
Learn how to herd cats, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, like I've told everybody else, if being on the board is what you want, then being on the board is what we hope you get.
Well, I hope so, but we'll see what happens. I talked with the two gentlemen who are running, but haven't talked to the other candidates. And the two gentlemen are very impressive. So
everybody brings something different.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things about our board is they're all volunteers.
Right.
And they all live in the community.
Right.
So whoever we get, or whoever the community decides to put on the board, I'm sure right. They're going to do the best to their ability.
which is
to make this community better.
Which is Lisa's way of saying we haven't met any clunkers yet. So
yes, they're all very impressive.
Yeah, I think that, you know, integrity's part of this, and I'm completely transparent. I don't run around the barn five times if somebody asks me a question. If I know the answer, I'm going to tell you straight up, here it is. Like it or don't like it, you know, so I'm just that way.
Well, I think that about wraps up what we've got. I want to thank Jeff for coming in. Jeff Wright, candidate for the Sun City Center Board of Directors. We'll just go with Jeff. I suspect that the only two people that call you Jeffrey are your mother and your wife.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, Jeff, thanks for stopping by, and we'll be catching everybody on the next podcast that's coming up. Again, Jeff, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to About the Town with your hosts, Lisa and Vern Hendricks, on Sun City Center Podcasts. The views expressed on this podcast are those of Lisa, Vern, and their guests, and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or government regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again for your next walk about the town.